the beginning of the Perek Lamed Zayin. There are two more parakim left to say for Yechezkel. So today we'll go. I'm sorry, Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin.
You didn't give a shiur last night, huh?
No, I didn't give, no. Okay. Tonight, Rosh Hashanah. Tonight. Coming tonight? Your party tonight?
Yeah.
So, Mem Zayin, we're up to Perek Mem Zayin. This is a very popular sugi, the sugi of the water that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, you can interpret or read into the announcement of the United States into what it says. There's a very interesting, I think, Maldon that talks about Yerushalayim, how Yerushalayim is going to be the source of the Mayim that goes forth to the entire world. Maybe you can draw some in Yoni Dioma, a relationship between what we're going to learn today and current events. So let's begin right away. Vayeshiveni Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayeshiveni El Pesach Habayis. The Malach has returned me to the Pesach Habayis. Vihine Mayim Yoytzu Mitachas Miftan Habayis Kodima. This is a famous sugya. A very popular topic describing a trickle of water that begins to come forth from the Kodesh HaKodashim. There is a water coming forth from beneath the threshold of the Bayis, Kodima, in the eastern direction. So we speak east, that means it's going from the Kodesh HaKodashim, going towards Shar Nikinar. Ki Pnei HaBayis Kodim, because the Pnei HaBayis, the entrance to the Bayis on the east side, the Hamayim Yardim, water is flowing down Mitachas, Mikesef HaBayis, from below the side of the Bayis, Hayimonis, the right side of the Bayis. So the right will see Minegev LaMizbech on the southern side of the Mizbech. So therefore we're saying when it says over here on the not on the north side, and we're going to see in a moment, because the north side, they're busy bringing korbanos, and on the southern side, it's an open area, so that's where the water is beginning to flow, on the right side. The right side is towards, if you're facing the Mizbeach, so the right side is east. The east side, the west side, the left side of the Mizbeach is the Maruf, and the east side of the Mizbeach is the right side when you're facing the ramp of the Mizbeach. Okay, it's a long pasuk. See the Mizbeach pasuk in Aleph to the Sodah Bayis who Heichel Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. The Bayis here refers to the Heichel and the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Bayis does not refer to Shar Nikinar. Does not refer to the Har Bayis. Does not refer to the entrance to Chotz Shaprimis. Does not refer to the entrance to Chotz Shachitzayna. This refers specifically to the entrance to the Heichel and the Kodesh Hakadoshim. That's what the Bayis in this context means. And it says here Vihine Mayim. It says here there was water. The Mitsudo says the water that flows is not water that is natural. This is al derech nes. You hear in the news every so often in the last number of years, we always hear that there's water flowing on the Har Bayis. There's water flowing near on the Temple Mount, and the Arabs get very nervous.
Yes, they get.
More than one time. It happens every so often. There's some type of water. They're not telling us where the water is coming from. The water, this spring water, there's some flow of water that it's unexpected that comes in there and that's flowing in the Temple Mount. They get very, very nervous because they know this perek in Yechezkel. And when they hear, certainly they get very, very nervous and they immediately try to cement it. They try to close the water that it should not be a sign that their days are numbered and the gula is coming. But he definitely, I remember hearing this a number of times in the past. And here it says the water that's going to come is not going to be natural water. The water that's going to come, at least according to the Mitsudos, is Yiposach Sham Bneis Mikor Mayim Kodima Hayu Nimshach Nolchem Ela Mizrach. The water will flow towards the eastern side. That means the opposite direction of the Kosel Plaza. When we're facing the Kosel, we're on the western side, the opposite side. The water will be flowing towards Har HaZeisim. Ki Pnei HaBayis Kodim, Ki Pesach HaBayis Hu B'Mizruch. The entrance to the Heichel is on the east side. V'imkein HaMayim Kishamayim Nimshachim Mitachas HaMiftan. When the water flows from underneath the threshold of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel, klape achutz nimshachim shem el hamishach. Therefore, it has to go towards the east. Vehamayim yardu mitachas hamayim yardu mitachas laritz mishon. The water is flowing beneath the ground. Umishon bahu mikesef habayis hayimonis ritzod loymar beever hashar klape hadoroim. It's going towards, now it says on the right side, this means the way he explains this, on the southern side. Umishon holchu midoroim mizbach ha'oila. Umisham Yatsu Lachutz Derech Shar HaMizrachi Kimifarish Lamata, as is going to be explained in a few moments. So the right side, when you think of it, the right side, we have to figure, why is the right side on the south? The south, it's all relative. It's all relative, what's called right, what's called left. I really understand why it's called.
Obviously you're facing east. Just talked about the east.
So that's the left side. The side. If you're facing, if your back is towards, yeah, I guess you're okay. If your back is towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you're right. Then the southern side is the right. Correct. Okay, I guess that's what it means. Since the water is flowing in the eastern direction, therefore we're facing the east. Our back is towards the west. Thus, on the right side, you are on the southern side. Okay, next. Mikesef habayis hayimonis return lema beiver hashar klapi hadaroim. We read this already. Okay, fine. Now let's go to the Rashi. Rashi pasuk. Is that all the Rashi? I assume it's all the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos. Yeah. Okay. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk aleph. Rashi says, "Vayishiveni l'secha chatzar apnimis." The Malach, he has returned me to the chatzar apnimis, to the inner courtyard. El pesach habayis. The water is flowing under the threshold. Okay, the water is flowing in the center. The water is flowing underneath the ground in the center, and it's towards
the center of what?
Of the entrance, I guess, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the eastern entrance, and somehow it's angling towards the right. The Yoytzim Bo'azara B'doroim HaMizbeach. And when the water comes out from the Kodesh HaKodoshim and from the Heichol, and it comes out into the Azara, the Chotzer HaPanimis, the Azara, it is on an angle, the water is flowing towards the southern side, not towards the north. The Yoytzim Chutz Le'ir, and the water continues to flow outside the Beis HaMikdash into Yerushalayim, and we're going to see soon, and from there it goes and spreads to the entire world. And this water has magical properties. And this water, we're going to see, is going to be a source of refuah, of healing to the entire world. We're going to see a lot about this. Now,
this is after the voice of Mashiach?
Well, we don't really know. It's not really clear. Similarly, since over here we have a Beis HaMikdash, this is already when the Beis HaMikdash is built. There's a more general question, when will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt? Will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt before Mashiach comes? Will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt built after Mashiach comes? What Kufa? I found it very fascinating is that I saw in the secular news the day after Trump announced that Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and he recognizes the next day on the news, I saw new talk about building the third temple. I never saw, and Drudge is, Drudge Report is the sherish of all the news, it's the root of all the news, whatever it says there is always the next day in the Atet. That's where all the news comes from.
No, that's where all the news goes to.
All the news goes to, but from there, okay, and it was one of the top headlines of new talk about the building of the third temple. Isn't that amazing? So you see how it's sparking discussion. And when will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt? That is a topic of discussion. It could very well be that it will indeed be rebuilt before the coming of Mashiach. This is a very big topic of discussion. At what point in time are we discussing? But here it seems, it appears, at least on a very simple level, that the Beis HaMikdash has been rebuilt. And now, afterwards, suddenly a miracle occurs where water begins to trickle out of the Kodesh HaKodashim into the Azara, from the Azara to the Harbayis, from the Harbayis to Yerushalayim, and from the Yerushalayim to the entire world. And as the water trickles, the water gets wider and wider and wider until it turns into a massive river which spreads to the entire world. When the water first trickles out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it is so narrow, it's like the size of the antennae, is that how you pronounce it? The antenna of a of a sloim, of a teeny little creature. I do not know what this is. What?
Locust.
Locust. Okay, locust. Ah. A teeny little locust, and its antenna is obviously is a chut hasara, the size of a hair. Shegiel lepesach. When the water reached kevon shegiel lepesach hahechol. When the water reaches the entrance to the hechol, naaseh kuchut shel shesi. Okay, that is a cord of wool. Wool is the shesi and the erif, two different pieces of wool. One is thicker, one is thinner, but it's obviously it's a piece of thread. It's a drop larger than the hair size of the locust. Kevon shegiel lepesach haulam naaseh kuchut shel erif. Erif is thicker. Okay, there's the shesi and the air of the air is thicker, the shesi is thinner. Kevin Shagila Pesach Azor Nasa Kifi Pach Koton. It's the size of a small container jug, which is a little bit bigger. Obviously, when the water here is trickling from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Hechel, to the Ulam, to the Pesach Azara, and the water, as it continues, it gets thicker and thicker, the water is getting thicker. But okay, that includes Rashi. Now, let's really hear what it says in the Radak. The Radak over here is very interesting. The Radak elaborates upon this a little bit more than usual. The Radak Pasuk Aleph says, "Vayeshiveni al Pesach Habayis al Pesach Hechel Yoredim Mitachas Mikes Habayis Hayamonis Mitchila Ra'a Oislam Yoytze Mitachas Biften Habayis Keshu Beemsa Mitzrach Habayis Yecheskel saw the water trickle from the base Kodesh Hakadoshim Ve'achakach Hayunetim Ulsad Dorim Yoredim Mikosif Adremis al Shar Hechel Kifar Pirashlu Ki Kesef Yikori Mashachar Hashar." You just say the word Kesef means the side. It means after you come out of the gate. On the side, the Efsha Kimitachas Miftan Ha Pishposh Hadroimi Hoyoyotzim, also Shlohoyo Oda Miftan Spo. So he wants to suggest that since it says here the word side, it's referring to the Pishposh Katan and the entrance to the Hechel, it was flanked by two very small entrances. The entrance on the right was used by the Kohanim to open up the gates. They would go into that little pishposh, into the Hechel, and they would open the doors from within. And the pishposh on the left, the small entrance on the left, was no one ever entered. That was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, enters. And it's that little corner, which we learned, was the office. The threshold of that little entrance was the office of the Nasi. Who is the Nasi? Is it the Melech or is it the Kohen Gadol? So he's starting to suggest that the water that's going to trickle is going to trickle out of this pishposh. How do we know this? Because it says the word kesef. Kesef is an extra word, a side, which comes to indicate not out of the actual main entrance, but out of the side entrance, the entrance in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters and where the office of the Nasi is located. V'hayoyardim, it would descend midorayim ha-mizbeach, it would come from there, they would go there to the southern side of the Mizbeach, that's where the ramp is. That's how you ascend the Mizbeach. L'chutz lo'azara u'misham ad chutz lo'ir. And now he quotes the Gemara, which Rashi quoted, and he elaborates a bit more. U'v'divrei raboseinu zichroinim l'vruch ha-masech d'yoma sh'amayin hazet chilosot b'beis kodesh ha-kadoshim. Om Rabbi Pinchas, Mishum Rav Huna, Tziporo, Mayin ha-yotze b'beis kodesh ha-kadoshim t'chilo ha-dom el-kanei ha-gavim. So here he says a different word. Chagom is a locust.
Yes,
like the antenna of a locust. Kevon shegiel lepesach ha-hechel nasek echut shal shesi. Kevon shegiel lepesach ulam nasek echut shal erif. Kevon shegiel lepesach ha-zor nasek efi pach koton. Hainu d'tznan. In Mesech Midos, Sha'ar ha-mayim. Why? There was a gate in the Azara in the time of the Bayesheni called the Sha'ar ha-mayim. Why was it called the Shar Hamayim? Shabo Machnisin Tzeloches Shalmayim Shalmitzach Bechog. According to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, because it was through this entrance on the southern side of the Azara, that on Sukkos and Chol HaMoed, in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it was from this entrance which the Kohanim would bring in, would carry in the containers of water which they would pour on the Mizbeach for Nisuch Hamayim. That's according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, Hamayim mipachim asidin lihiyois yoitzim mitachas miftan abayis.
We have Mesachzachin.
Mesachzachin, okay, a different word. Okay, but the basic idea is that this was, it goes further, with the Sefer of the Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mayim mipachim, Mesachzachin, v'oilin kemoi piyapach. Therefore, that's why it's called the Sharmayim. According to this opinion, when it comes out of the Heichol, it's not going to go to the front door. It's going to leave from the southern side of the Azara through the Shar Hamayim, and it was called Shar Hamayim al Shem He'osid. The future from that gate on the southern side is where the water, that this miraculous water that would emerge from the Kodesh HaKodashim would descend.
Like, what is that? Was the machloek between Reb Lezer and the
Kamwe?
This Hamayim came.
No, it's the machloek is why was it called Shar Hamayim?
Oh.
On the southern side of the Azor was a gate called the Shar Hamayim.
Uh-huh.
Why was it given that name? There are two opinions in the Masechta Midos. The first opinion says because that's the entranceway which the Kohanim would carry in the jugs of water that were needed for the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim on Sukkos. According to the second opinion, that's not the reason. It's Al Shem He'osid, that in times of Mashiach, that's where the water will depart. The water will come forth, will go out from that gate. It's interesting. If you want to say there's a relationship between the two, and the relationship is the only reason why the water is going to come out from that gate is because that's where the water came in from. When they did the avoid of sukkis of Nisuch Hamayim, in this, if you want to say drush, is really a preparation. It's a bakasha. It's a hachana for the water going in the other direction, the water coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, going out to give water to the entire world. What is the main avoid of Nisuch Hamayim? Simcha. Mi shelo ra'a simcha space ha-sho'eva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. It's a time of simcha. This water that will now go forth from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the entire world, if you want to say Jewish, it's a product of the Nisuch Hamayim. It is a product of simcha. Next, now he's going further. See over here, the Radak is elaborating a bit more than what it says in Rashi. The water goes further into the city of Yerushalayim, and the water becomes knee deep. What does it mean? He went 1,000 amos, and it says there the water was first ankle. I think ofsim means ankle deep. And then he measured another 1,000 amos, and the water was up to his knees. We're going to have a little sitting very soon. It was knee deep. It was up to his thigh. Kevon shegil lePesach Beis David nasen nachal gadol shenemar bayamahu yiyem mokor niftach. There'll be a new channel opened up lePeis David liYeshu Yushlaim lechatos ulenida for purification. And lechadas means for two different words which mean the same thing, which means for purification. So this water is going through many different stages. It's coming to Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's going to the Heichel, to the Ulam, to the Azara, Shahamayim, and then he's measuring over here, goes down 1,000 amos, another 1,000 amos, until it comes to Beis David, wherever that is, and then already it's a very powerful stream, and from there it goes forth to the world. And this water is going to bring purification to the entire world. Okay, let's see now the next pasuk base. We'll come to some very interesting, beautiful malbim, which I think is very much relevant to current events. Pasuk base. Vayotzieni derech hasharat sofayim. Now the malach took me to the northern gate. Vayisibeni derech chutz el shar hachutz. And the Malach, he caused me to turn outside to the Shar HaChutz.
He caused me to go around.
Derech Chutz El Shar HaChutz. Derech HaPoy Nekadim, to the Derech which goes to the east side. V'hinei Mayim Mifakim Min HaKosef HaYimonis. And he showed me there was water that was turning. Now Mifakim means... Well, here he learns it means a pach. In the Mitzvah, we'll see him in Farshim, it means a pach. It was the size of a jug. I guess it means like whatever, a small jug, whatever, on the right side. The opening of a jug.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Whatever
the
Mitzvah.
Pach Shemen. Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen. Very, very, very appropriate. The first Echarek, he said everything's Pashach Pratis. The Pach Shemen, right? Yeah, isn't amazing? The whole world revolves around us. Chayiv Adam Leimar B'Shvili Nivra Ha'ilam. Let's see Pasuk based on the Mitzvah Stavid. The Pasuk says, Derech Shart Safayna Shel Ezras Anoshim. He took me to the north side of the Ezras Anoshim. Vayasibeni. Okay, that's, I guess, towards the outside. That's towards, I'm not really sure what it means over here. Yeah, Mitzudos Pasuk Beis. In the Mitzudos of Pasuk Beis. Derech Shar Tzofoina Shel Ezras Anoshim. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Vayasibeni Sibeib Oisib Mi Bechutz Eitzulchemas Hazara Hahi Usaviv Halashachais Haimdois Mitachas Lelicheni El Shar Chutz. Okay, the Malchus take me out the gates. The various gates of Liam Nitzugim who are Shar Shoye Migag Hata Legagoi. And water was flowing like the opening of a pach of a container. Min Aver Hashar Sheklapi Hadaroim on the side. On the southern side. Now, I really, to me, it's a little bit of a mystery exactly what this means over here. All the different gates. I don't really understand. I apologize to you. I don't really understand what's going on over here. But if you read the pasuk again on a very simple level, it just says that Vayotzeni Derech Shat Sofai. You know, the Malach took me to the Derech of the north side, Vayisibeni, and he caused me to turn Derech Chutz towards the outside, El Shar HaChutz, to the gate that's on the outside. Derech ha'poine kodim, along the path that turns east, and he showed me there water that was the size of the opening of a container on the right side. Okay, so somehow there are a number of gates over here. The pishpush, as we learned in the previous Rashi on the pishpush, the small pishpush, that was the previous mitzudos, the previous pasuk, the small pishpush on the right, on the left side. Here, when we see that it's on the right, it means if your back is towards the Kodesh HaKadosh, because the water is going eastward, being that the water is moving eastward, so when it says here the word right, right means when you're facing the left, which would then mean the Pishposh on the southern side. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Beis, Vayotzieni min Hechotzer HaPrimis. Rashi learns that we're leaving now the Chotzer HaPrimis towards Elachotzer Hachitzoina Bishar Hatzafoin on the northern side. Vayisibeni Seviv Choymas Hapanimis Besoich Hachitzoina. I'm walking all the way around. The Malach is taking me to walk all the way around the wall of the Chotzer Hapanimis Besoich Hachitzoina. He's now in the Chotzer Hachitzoina and he's walking along the length of the Chotzer Hapanimis until he comes to the Shar Hachitzoina. Hapoine Kodim, until he comes to the gate of the Chitzoina, which is on the east side. So he came out of the Chotzer HaPinimis on the north side, and now he's walking all the way towards the east gate. And what does he see there in the east gate of the Chotzer HaChitzoina? He sees Mayim Mifakim. Rabbi Chol, know what that word means?
Yeah. Buyon. Dripping or trickling.
Trickling. Okay. Mifakim means to trickle. Richavim, the width was kiroichav pi hapach. The opening of a container. Kach perishu rabbeinu kidel. That's what Chazal, like we said before, Hirashi quoted the Gemara in Mesech the Yoima, Daf Ayin Zayin, and the dear Chazal Mifakim refers to the pach, a container. Pasik Gimel. It's interesting, in Chanukah there's a minug. There is a minhag, it's brought down, that a person should put a small amount of water in his ner. And on top of the water, you put the shemen. Okay, some people do, the chassidim, they do this. They put water, and on top of the water, there is oil. So the water, there should be a mixture of mayim and shemen. And the shemen obviously floats. Some people think it's only because of practicality. You know, you have a very large container of oil. You don't want to waste it. You don't need so much oil. You just need enough oil to last for half an hour. So you just fill up with water, and on top you put the oil. That's true. That's a very valid reason. But there's also what's brought down that I don't know the reasons. Is no, it's done. It's done on purpose. It's done on purpose in order to show that ma shemen floats. There's a chazal that says that why shemen is unique, that shemen, it floats to the very, very top. Mayim, the umoy, so'olim are compared to water. There are various psukim, I'm not familiar. And we are compared to oil. And klal Yisrael rises up and above V'atem tihinu li mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. Klal Yisrael rises above the water. It's very interesting here, like you mentioned, the word pach is always associated with the pach shemen. V'lohoya shah munach ela pach echa shay munach b'chasama shal kayin gadol. And here this very same pach, this very same term is being used to describe water that's leaving the Kodesh, it's leaving the Azara.
The water metaphor is usually, in that sense, it's meant as threatening water, water that's threatening to overrun.
Aha, it's to flood us, to destroy us.
So in this way, the oil that keeps it
prevails
above water. So
the oil prevails over the shaman. Okay, let's go further. Now let's go. Let's. On Yom Kippur, I'm not familiar. Could be, I don't know. I'm not familiar. He walked. I mean, he did the avodah, so he went. He went in back inside a number of times. He changed his clothing. He had to go to the mikvah. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. Could be, but I don't know. Let's see Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Let's go. Let's move along. Pasuk Gimel. Let's say so. Isha kadim. When this man, the Ish of here, this being over here refers to who? Refers to the Malach. When he came out on the east side, again, the Malach of here is taking, according to Rashi, is taking Yechesel on outside the east gate of the Chatzar HaChitzayna. When the Malach came outside, the Kav Biyadai, and the Malach had in his hand a measuring rod, Vayomad Elef Bo'ama, and he measured 1,000 Amos with this measuring rod, Vayavireni B'mayim Mei of Soyim, and then he passed me through water, which was called Ofsim. What's Ofsim? This is pass. This means ankle deep. The word Ofsim comes from the word pass. Pass is a word which means the sole of the foot. If you look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he says the word Ofsoyim, Miloshin pass. Okay, the Sherish is Pei Samach, V'ha Aleph Noi Sefes, the Aleph is just padded. It's a vowel. Kaf or regel. What is the pass? Pass is the same as the kaf or regel, the sole of the foot. V'chasher yikorei kaf hayad b'loshen pass k'moshnemar umalko chazei pass yoda. Okay, the malko saw the pass yoda, the hand, the sole, the palm of the hand. So the same way the word pass means the palm. Likewise, it means the sole of the foot. Okay, so in other words, what happened over here? The Malach took him 1,000 amos outside the Chatzar HaChitzayna, and at that point in time, this water already has deepened to the point where you can immerse your ankle. The entire sole of the foot can be dipped in the depth of this water. Let's see another pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Vayomad Elef. Again, the Malach measured another 1,000 amos. Vayavireni b'mayim mayim birkoyim. And at this point in time, the water already has deepened to the point where the water goes up to the knees. Next, vayomad elef, another 1,000 amos. Vayavireni mei mosnoyim, the loins, the waist. So we've gone now over here 3,000 amos. First ankle deep, knee deep. Now up to the thighs. Pasuk hey, vayomad elef. It was a nachal, asher la'uchal la'avar. You couldn't walk anymore. Now you have to swim. Now the water already was so deep, you cannot walk through this water. Ki goh hamayim mei sochu. Now gohu means it's swelled. Like the word ki go'o go'a, exalted. The water swelled to the point where it's mei sochu. Sochu means to swim. It's not water that you can walk through, it's water which you have to swim through. Nachal, it is a nachal, asher lo ye'over. It's water that you cannot walk. It's water that you cannot walk upon. Okay, so now we've got already 4,000 amos. 4,000 amos. Pasig vav, vayomer elai, the malach said to me, hori isa ven adam, do you see this? Vayolicheni, he took me, vayeshiveni, and he positioned me, set me down, sefas hanochal, by the edge of the stream. Pasuk Zayin, Bishuveni, when the malach put me in place, he positioned me in this location, v'nei el sas hanachal eitz rav me'ot, mizeh u'mizeh, along the edge of this nachal, there were massive trees. Eitz over here means, it's the collective noun. Does not mean one tree, it means multiple trees. Mizeh u'mizeh. Pasuk ches, v'yom relai, ha'mayim ho'ela yoitzim el ha'gelila ha'kadmoina. The water that is going forth continues to travel to the Galil. The Galil means the region Hakad Moina on the east side of Yerushalayim.
What Rashi says.
We're going to get to Rashi one moment. Okay, La America. Okay?
La
America, that's right. La America. Half level fella, right? La Am Roka. La America. You can put vowels in that word to mean that this water is going to go to America. It's not a joke. Okay, the only problem here is America is not on the east side of Yerushalayim. America is the west. What? Unless you go around to the go to the east. You want to go pass through China and pass through Hawaii, Pacific, okay. So you have to tell El Al they're flying in the wrong ocean. Belashan Amzar. I mean, Rashi over here says Belashan Amzar is in a foreign tongue. So obviously, listen, there's nothing happens, there's no coincidence. Nothing is by coincidence. It's all a matter of how much you want to. Obviously, we're dealing with French. It's a French. It's an old French word.
Yeah.
An old French. Obviously, the word Galila. What does it mean? Galila. What does it mean? Galila. In Pasuk Ches.
Oh, Ches. Yeah. Okay. La Marche, the frontier.
A frontier. Okay. The American frontier.
But during Rashi, there was no America yet. Yeah, okay.
We don't even know America yet. Okay, let's see. Let's go continue the pasuk over here. We're going to lie. Pasuk vav harisa ben adam v'yilchin v'yishuv also the pasuk zay. We said we did already. I'm sorry. Pasuk ches. V'yomer elai. We're reading the pasuk of Malach. Ma'ayim ma'ila yoytzim el ha'galila. I want to do a few sukkim together. Pasuk ches in the pasuk. V'yomer elai. Ma'ayim ma'ila yoytzim el ha'galila ha'kad moina. V'yardu al harava. It will descend to the Arava, means the lowland. Uvo Hayama will go into the sea. El Hayama Hamut Soim, to the sea that is to be found. Vinir Pu Hamoyim. Now, which Yam is it referring to? If you're going on the east, if it's going down the east, which Yam are we referring to? I don't know. The Mediterranean? But that's not east, that's west. You're going in the wrong direction. You're going the wrong direction. So do you want
the Red Sea Lake?
The closest is what? Is the Yardane. The Yardane.
Or the Gulf of Aqaba?
I don't know. So a lot of these things are not clear, whatever it is. And now it says something that is very disturbing. It says to the word, Vinir Pu Hamoyim. Now, the waters will be healed. Now, what does that mean the waters are going to be healed? The word Refuah normally has a connotation that there is something that is ill. There's disease. There's sickness.
Yeah.
There is sickness. So over here, we don't have any mention. We don't have any mention that there was disease. There was a magefa. There was contamination. This, if the pasuk would tell us, would start by telling us that there's a problem. Okay, now we're learning about the refuah. So what exactly is happening over here? It's not exactly very clear. Okay, let's stop here with pasuk. No, let's read one pasuk. Let's read one more pasuk. Okay, one pasuk. Pasuk test.
It won't be salt.
Okay, let's see pasuk test. V'hoye one more pasuk. V'hoye kol nefesh chaya asher yishreitz el kol asher. It will be any nefesh, any living creature, asher yishreitz, which multiplies, el kol asher yavosham, any creature which comes there, nachalayim yichya. Anyone that will comes there, Asher Yavoy Sham Nachalayim Yichya, anyone that comes to these streams will live. V'hoya Hadaga Rava Me'oy, the fish that is living in this vicinity will be very, very great. Kivohu Shama Hamayim Ho'ele, the water will reach this location. V'ye Rafu V'choy, it will heal the water and they will live. Kol Asher Yavoy Shama Hanach, wherever the stream will go, it will bring life in its wake.
Yeah.
Okay, well, obviously we've read a lot of words. Now let's go back and see how all of this makes sense according to the Mefarshim. So let's go back to Pasuk. We're up to Pasuk. I think up to Pasuk Gimel. Let's start with the Bitsudos David. In Pasuk Gimel, Bitsay Soish. Kasha Yotza Hamalach Hadoiver Bi Lelechetz Chutz Lemikdash Vahayim Biyodo Kav Hamida. The Malach now is governed. We have now left the Azara. And the Malach now takes in his hand a measuring rod. And he's going to measure 1,000 Amois 4 times. Oz, Modat, Hamayim, Elef, Amo, Orech. The Achre, Zeh, Hevi, Oisib, Zeh, Hamayim. And then after he measured 1,000 Amos, the Malach brought me to the end, to where, to the measurement location. For Hoya may off soyim. The water was ankle deep. Ritzon Olemar, Rak Kisu Pisas Haregel V'lo Yoyser, it covered the sole of the foot and not more. Pasuk Dalet, Vayomot Elif, he then measured 1,000 Amos a second time. Umishamodat Oid Elif Amo Vehevir Oisi Besechamayim V'hoyu Mayim Birkoyim. The water reached my knees. Ritzon Olemar, Kisu Ad HaBirkayim Mei Mosnoyim. Then the water was another 1,000 Amos, the third time it was up to my loins. Hoyu Mei Mosnoyim. Ritzon Olemar, Kisu Ad HaMosnoyim. Pasuk Hei Vayomot Elif, Umishamodat Oid Elif Amo V'hoyu Nachal Omoik. I was unable to immerse into pass walk through the water. Why? Kigo hamayim ki hamayim godlu liyois me sochu. What's the word sochu? Lischos bohem mimal. Swim. The water reached a point where it was impossible to walk through. Now at this point you needed to swim if you wanted to pass over. V'hoya nachal asher ein lavar bo b'hilu charegel. You cannot walk through with your feet. Okay, interesting to note, I just find to be interesting is that how many amos a person allowed to walk on Shabbos? What's the Tchum Shabbos?
2,000.
2,000 amos. And what could you do to expand your Tchum Shabbos? Eruvei Tchumen. And then how long can you walk? 4,000 amos. So it's interesting over here that there's a remes to that over here, that once you reach 4,000 amos, it now becomes water which is Mei Sochu. It's water that you can swim, but it's not water that you can walk. 4,000 amos over here. The Malachi measured a distance of exact 4,000 amos. First, it was ankle deep. Then it was knee deep. Then it was thigh deep. And then when you come to 4,000 amos, no longer are you able to walk. You have to stop walking. Just like when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, after you get to 4,000 amos, that is the max. It's impossible to walk more than that. Yeah.
What was the perimeter of the base of Memphis? Didn't it say 3,000 amos square?
No, that was 3,000 measuring rods. 3,000, it was much more. It was...
It's 4,000 amos. Isn't anybody outside the...
No, but this is not... This is not... Right, this is not... This, you're still the Harbais, obviously. You're right. Still the Harbais was 3,000 amos, 3,000 measuring rods... By 3,000 measuring rods, right. And each measuring rod was six amos. So, in Echadami, the point over here where he's making this measurement, where the Nachal has reached the point where you can no longer walk through. You have to swim through it. Was still in the Harbais.
Doesn't say how tall Yechezkel was either.
Does not say how tall Yechezkel. That's right. Does not say how tall he was. Moshe was 10 amos, right? I don't know. You're right. Let's assume that he was average height, but. Okay, you're right. Obviously, over here we're still inside the Harbais, based upon the measurements that we've made, we've learned about in the beginning of the section. So, but on the Harbais, it already reaches point of 4,000 amos. And I just want to point out this remes to the 4,000 amos, and you could walk on Shabbos with the Eruv
Tchumen. If there's something that I'm missing, maybe I missed.
Yes.
Where is all this water?
Where is it?
Yeah,
miraculous.
It's miraculous. So, in the beginning, the Mitzvah says there was Derech Nes.
Oh,
the water came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The water started from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a trickle of water, which started out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When it came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was the size of an antenna, of a grasshopper. It was a mashu sheva mashu. And here, 4,000 amas outside of the Chatzar HaChitzayna, it already reached a point where it was water which you cannot walk through. How do you have so much water? So the Mitzvah says, was Derech Nes. It was a miracle.
Oh, what was the purpose of this? I don't understand.
Healing. The pasuk goes on to say that this water is a source of healing for the entire world. The world is sick. At this point in time, the world is sick and is a matzav of choli. And the water that's coming out is going to bring healing to the entire world. It's very mystical. This is a very mystical concept. What is water? Some of us should learn that this water refers to Torah. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Hoi kol tzame l'chu lamayim. Anyone who is thirsty should go to water. What is the water? Water is Torah. Ein mayim ela Torah. Why is water compared to Torah? Just like water goes through the force of gravity to the lowest location, Torah is only received by a person who is humble, a person who makes himself very low. So it seems to imply that in the days of Mashiach, Torah will spread to the entire world. The whole world will look for the Torah, the Klal Yisrael, for guidance how to live. Ki mitzion teitzei Sora udvar Hashem mirushalayim. This is just an elaboration of this concept, of this idea. It's all coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Malbim is in fact going to elaborate upon this in detail when we get to the Malbim in a few moments. But let's first see what is over here in the finish up of the Mitzudos David. Going further, in the Mitzudos, Pasik Vav. So the Malach now says to Yecheskel, Haru Isa, Behe Hasheela, Shamalon Ha'im Ato Nos Libcho Liros Echanachal Miskaber Vahilich. Do you see what's taking place over here? This miracle, how this water is getting larger and larger, how it's increasing in size. Further, Vayalicheni Achre Zahilich Oisila Halon Minanachal, Vachosa Vahishav Oisit Samach Lisfas Anachal, and he saw the trees, Bishuveni, and then I saw when he positioned me in this location, Beish Shahishav Oisil Lisfas Anachal, Roisi, Vihine Godel Shom Ilone Eitz Harbeim Od. He saw their trees were growing, a forest was growing through the water of these trees, Me'oid Mizeu Mizeu Lisfas Anachal, Es Haglila Hakad Moina, and the water continued to flow further all the way into Yerushalayim, to the region on the east side, El Hamachoyz HaMizrachi, Misham Yardu El Al Harava, Ritzen Elomar, Liyamo Shel Tveria. So here he says, the Yam Shel Tveria, Shu B'Arava, it went into the Yam Shel Tveria.
That's how he's learning, that's how he's tied to the word
Haglila Hakad Moina. Okay, next, Pasik, further than Mitzudos.
The canaras, probably, yeah.
Yes.
Ze Yamashel Sidoim. And then it's going to go to, he's on the Mitzudos, very soon it's going to the Yamashel Sidoim, which is salt water, right? Yeah. The Yam HaMelach. And the Yam HaMelach is poison because it's too salty, and now it's going to heal the Yam HaMelach. El Hayama HaMutsoim. Gam Yavohu Hamaim El Yom Oik Yonos. That is the Mediterranean, right? The Okeanos, we normally translate to the Mediterranean. Now, the Mediterranean is not in that region. The Mediterranean is all the way to the west. So obviously, it's taking a turn. Obviously, at some point in time, it's making a left, and it's going all the way up to the Mediterranean, somehow into the Mediterranean. And there, Shuyotze min ha-yishuv la-hakif es ha-olam, Keinam Razal, V'yitachin sh'yelchu shamaderech yom ha-maravi, V'yom ha-shal sudoim hu ha-yom ha-mizrachi. So he's pointing out the difficulty here, because over here, that the sudoim is on the east side. And the Akyonos is on the west side. So obviously there must be some type of channel that will allow the water to flow from the east to the west. Where it mentions this also, it fills in some of the details. And then when the water flows into the Yam HaMelach and it flows into the Mediterranean, what does it say? It says, V'nir pe'u hamoyim ritzoyin loymar yimtuku mimelichasan. The salt will be cleansed from its salt. It will be consumable. Pasik test for you called nefesh chaya. Of yours here called nefesh chaya asher hamayim mashritzim b'chol makayim. Every living creature which mashritzim, which crawls. Okay, the word mashritz over here is a borrowed term, which means Rashi, the Mitzudos Sion says in ha'hoylada im haribui population paru vayishritzu. Any creature which multiplies in that area. Bavur melicha samayim, ki hanochom heilu yichyev yiskayim kol ha-hashratza, ki l'sha'avar, in the past, lohoyim miskayim ha-hashratza, bavur melicha samayim. In the past, the water cannot provide life because it was too salty. Aval, ki sheyirofu v'yimtuku mimelichasan, oz yiskayim, when the water is healed from its salt, then it will be yiskayim. V'hoyah hadagah rabba ma'oid, v'oz yiyah harbe dogim ki yigdulu b'chol ha-mimomos shenishrav, because the water and fish will be able to survive in this area. Ki v'hu shama el ha-mayim ha-niskonim bo ha-mayim ha-ila ha-yotze min ha-mikdash, ul'chinefo yeirofu ha-mayim b'chol ha-shratza yiskayim choy v'yif v'yibu kol asher b'chomokam mitshivo shama ha-nochal, ha-ze yekein echod lo-nedar. No one will be lacking. Everyone will live. So this is a prediction. This is a prophecy. The Lasalovo, the waters of Sodom will be healed from its salt. That's an amazing idea. Because what is Sodom? What does Sodom represent? Sodom represents selfishness. The reason why Sodom was destroyed was because in Sodom they were selfish. They did not support the poor. There was no such thing as chesed in Sodom.
Not only that, Zenos also.
Sodom, that's Sodom. The focus of Sodom is not called Znos. It's true, even though we know that they went, when the people came, they wanted the Mishkav Zohar. But it appears that was a side problem. It appears the main problem of Sodom was the lack of Chesed. Sodom was a city where why was what does it say in the pasuk? Hakit Sakosa Habo Eli Osu Kola Vimlo Eda. What does Rashi there say? Why was the Gzar Din set? Why was the Gzar Din that Sodom should be destroyed? Because there was once a poor man.
A girl.
No, before there was a poor man. And this poor man was collecting money for himself. And the rule was, you don't support the poor. It's forbidden. Right. The people said to themselves, it'll just be a matter of days until he'll be dead. Right. Since no one would dare give him tzedakah, he's going to die through starvation. And lo and behold, this collector kept on coming every day to Shachris. Every day he was there, every single day he came there, and he's going strong like the Energizer Bunny. So how could it possibly be? So they installed cameras and they launched an investigation, and they discovered a young girl, which Chazal tell us was Lot's daughter. Lot's daughter, says in the Medrash, Lot's daughter was secretly giving this person money. And how did Lot's daughter know to give him tzedakah? Because Lot learned by Avram. Before Lot separated from Avram, Lot was influenced, and his children were influenced by the chesed of Avram. And therefore, this little girl supported this poor man. So what did they do to her? They killed her. They made an example. They really did worse. They tortured. They smeared her body in honey, and they hung her up in public. And the beasts were attracted by the honey, and they stung her, and she died a miserable, torturous death. So her cry reached Shamayim. It reached the Kisi HaKavod, and Hashem said, "Hakit Sa'akosa Haba'o Eli Osu." Let me make an investigation if this really happened. And if indeed it happened, Kala, there is no choice but to obliterate the entire Sodom. Vimlo, if it's not true, Eda, if the only Averis they have in Sodom is Mishkav Zohar, they have a same gender marriage. No, it's a terrible thing. We'll deal with it, but I'm not going to destroy Sodom. It was because of the lack of chesed. It's a mordekli mitzchus. Because in America, what?
Anti-chesed.
It's a very big mitzchus for America. Because in America, we reached a point where, unfortunately, Arias has really sunk. The moral climate has sunk to mamish. A level that's really, really scary. But yet America has a lot going for it. It's a Medina Shel Chesed. The amount of Chesed that's done in America is really off the charts. You can't deny the fact that in America they're not going to let a person starve to death.
So that's the reason why it hasn't been destroyed.
No, I'm just saying it's a very big schus. It's a very big, America does incredible Chesed. Everything is said and done in America. World climate society, watch out. We're in a lot of trouble.
One of the biggest sources of Chesed is marriage.
What?
Marriage is chesed.
Okay. But you cannot deny the fact that in America there is...
Homosexuality, and I'm going to put my mouth out, homosexuality is a personal...
choice.
Greed. It has nothing to do with chesed. You're only interested in yourself, not in somebody else. And that graduates to a mushchas.
He's saying
not only are you not chesed, you're anti-chesed.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm putting my name.
I hear what you're saying. It's an idea. I hear what you're saying. But it's a limud schus for us, for America, our host country, because the moral climate is connected to kultura kula. We know that. And but yet there is a nida in America that you cannot deny of chesed. And Hashem only brought Khurban to Sodom only because of the fact that we're anti-chesed. So here it says that in times of the Mashiach, and what was the product, what was the permanent reminder of the Korban of Stone? The permanent reminder is the Yam HaMelach. Vayihi Nitziv Melach. She turned into a pillar of Lot's wife, who did not even want to give salt, to the guests. That's the degree of anti-chesed that was expressed in Lot's wife. And she turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back to see the Korban. And from that pillar of salt, the yam shel Sodom is polluted. Okay, the Sodom, the yam hamelach, is a product of that. So it says that when Mashiach comes, the yam shel Sodom will be healed. The yam hamelach will be healed. If it's going to be healed, what does that mean? It means that the world's going to come to a point where they recognize the need and the requirement to do chesed. Okay, that's a drush. That's a drush, that's a schus, that la'asalava, when you see the world is coming to a point where the world is going to do chesed, from whom do they learn the midah of chesed? They learn the chesed from Klal Yisrael, from the Torah, from Yerushalayim. When they come to a mass of doing chesed, then you know that the Mashiach is around the corner. Let's finish up. So this is the words of the Mitzudos David. Now we have to go to the words of, so we finish this, now we have to go to the words of Rashi. Yeah. Rashi, back to Pasik Gimel. Pasik Gimel, Rashi, Vayavad Elef Ram. Okay, I'll try to go very quickly. The Malchari measure 1,000 Amos. Get four times 1,000. The first time measure 1,000 Amos, Chutz L'chaim V'cholos, Elef Amos, L'gavar Hanachalios, Amok Ela Ad Of Soyim. From the degree of the Meipach, we're going from the Mei, the Pipach, the opening of the Pach, all the way to a degree of ankle deep. So for 1,000 Amos, it goes from Pipach to the ankle. Heim Hakar Sulayim. The Kar Sulayim are the ankles. Now the truth is, I misled you. I kept on telling you in the very beginning that it's ankle deep, because that's how I remember it from learning the Gemara, from Yoma. But that's not really what the Mitzudos said. The Mitzudos really said before, it means just the sole of the foot. The sole of the foot does not necessarily come to the ankles. It's the puddle. You put your foot in the puddle, so until now it was the size of the piapach, and now it's the size of the, it's the sole of the foot. Here Rashi says a bit more, he says, Hein ha-kar sulayim, it means the ankle.
Yeah.
Shekorin, which we call, or Mechol, know what that word is?
Shevil.
Angles. Okay, so maybe Rashi holds this a little bit more than what it says in the Mitzvahs. Next, Vayom Be'elef, Amos, Acheros, yeah?
But they also bring in, he brings in the Gemara, and then the Malbim says, Afsoyim comes from Ephes, nothing, which means very shallow.
Shallow water, another idea, Ephes, very interesting. Ephes, very interesting, okay. Vayom Be'elef, Amos, Acheros, Ve'miku, Ba'ad, Birkaim. Now we measure another 1,000 Amos in the ritual knees. Vayom Be'elef, Am, Ve'miku, Ad, Mos, Noyim, the loins. Mikan, Ve'elech, Nachla, Shalucha, Lava, Mikan, Sh'osu, Likones, Ba'mayim, Min, Amostem, Lamala. Shalo, Yishtifuhu, Hamayim. A riptide. Right, is that what he's referring to over here? Saying a very fascinating thing over here. Since over here, we come to Mos, Noyim.
Obviously, rushing water.
Rushing water. So he's saying it's a sakana. He's saying when the shmartim or lenafsha seichem, here's the makor. When a person goes into a body of water, you want to go walk, you want to pass over, you want to walk through water to reach a location. And this is probably very common in ancient times. There were not bridges. Not everyone had bridges. They have to walk through the water. If the water already is above your waist, then you're not allowed to walk through that water to reach your destination because it's sakana. You do not know. There may be some current, a very powerful current that will come subtly, and that will lead to sakana. And since we go from Mei Birkayim, Mei Mosnaim, until a place Asherlo, where you can no longer pass, we learn from this a halacha. Next.
Did it say the waist over there in particular? Because reality today, they tell you if the water hits your knees, you're dead.
Even that you shouldn't do.
You're dead. Once it passes your knees, it's over.
Why?
Because you can't stand anymore.
Okay, so over here, okay, Chazal is saying Masnoyim. Masnoyim is Lamala, Shlo Yishtifu, Hamayim, the word Shnat.
Masnoyim is the waist. Masnoyim is the waist.
The waist.
Yeah,
the Masnoyim is the waist. Mishabal Lemei Masnoyim Yotza Chutz Al Svas Hanar. When the water reached Lemei Masnoyim, so Yecheskel, he exited the water and he stood Al Svas Hanar. Umadad oid elef lefanov. So the malach, he left the water and he measured another 1,000 amos. Nachal shelo yeover, beragla bayabosh oimdois. So here, when the malach he measured the water, he was measuring along the dry land along the edge of the stream. Haynu d'chsev vayeshiveni svas hanochal. That's why the next pasuk says he stood by the edge of the stream. Kilaima etzel svas hanachal shasham hoyoimet. He was standing there. Gahu, the water has swelled. Kamo godlu me sochu. What is that word?
No a to swim.
Swim. Mayim shetzarch lo shut bohen velo lo avram boregel. You can no longer pass through by foot, you have to swim. Shelo yishtefu, because if you would walk in the water, you would be swept away. The word sahu, shayit, it means to swim. Kamo ka'asher yiforeis hasoche lischos, like a swimmer, he spreads out his arms to swim. Okay, so this word is a similar word which means to swim. Now, he addresses Yechezkel. The Malach addresses Yechezkel, Harisad Adam. Kamo miskaber hanachal hazeh. Do you see how the water is miskaber? But if you take note, it is growing out of proportion. Think about it. It's going from the, I don't know, you have to do, anyone who's good with math, you know, so you can figure out some mathematical formula here. It starts out with the size of the karne chagovin. Exactly, exponentially. You have to figure out a formula. You have to first define, an algorithm, you have to first define what is the size of the karne chagovin. What is the size of the horns of a locust? It's a mashu. And then it goes, then it becomes the size of the shisi. And then the Erev. Okay, you have to have the definitions for the size of these waters. And then it's the Me'apach. And then now that area is a very small area. From the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichel, how many Amos is that? That's 40 Amos. 40 Amos from the Karnei HaGavim until you reach the size of the Shasi. Then you go to the Ulam, which is very small. That's only 11 Amos, I think. Then it goes from Shasi to Erev. Thicker thread. And then from there you go to outside the Chotzer, the Azara, you go into the Me'pach. Again, you have to figure out where the Porsche. Then going 1,000 Amos, you're going only to shallow water up till your ankles. And then from there to your knees. From your knees to your waist. Then from your waist, another 1,000 Amos water, which is ready to the point where you can no longer walk through. Oh, obviously there is some type of what?
Swim. From what place?
From past the waist. Once
no,
already.
No, yeah, but what location?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say exactly. It just says that it will. That at the mark of 3,000 amos outside of the azara, it was at your waist, and 4,000 amos, it was a point where you had to swim. Okay, I don't know exactly, but obviously, there's no question. There's some type of mathematical formula.
Well, it also depends how wide the channel is.
Okay, but think about it. How much water is there? You're right. It must
you have
be
to go by boat,
formula.
Mr. Magnet.
No, this is just a channel. This is not flooding the whole world. This is just in an isolated area. This is not affecting anyone. And then it's going to spread to the Galil. We go further in the Rashi. From there it's going to spread to the Pasuk Zayin in Rashi. Bishuveni vihine al sfas hanachal b'secha shalicheni v'heshivani v'tsomchu. It swelled. Al sfas hanachal eitz rav ma'od. It blossomed. It blossomed al sfas hanachal eitz rav ma'od mizeh mizeh eitz. What is an eitz? Are bits belash. What does that mean? Eitz over here is simply the collective noun for trees. There was a forest growing alongside.
Arbor.
Okay, there was like a forest growing. Now, El Hagalila, on the side of that channel, there was a forest growing. There were many, many trees. Then it says El Hagalila, like you said, what Hagalila means to the frontier. And that word, if you want to put the vowels, you can make it sound like Le-A-Me-Ri-Ka, like you
don't
said.
Think he had that in mind.
What? Hakol, everything is Bahashkocha Pratis. It's going to spread, Torah is going to spread to America. The water is going to spread to America. Hakad Moino, to the east. Hamizrachis, the east coast. Right? Hagalila, Hakad Moino, the east coast. That's where America, that's where Torah is. So don't go to California. Stay on the East Coast. Hakad Mayna Hamizrachis Shoshana Rabasin with the Sefta Shal Sukkah Lehechon Yoitzin Liyama Shal Tver. Of course, we learn them in the Zavid, Lutam Shal Tver, Liyama Shal Sodom, Liyama Godel, to the Yama Godel. He doesn't call it the Okionis. Lerapois Esmemeim Hamaluchim Ulmatkam, to cleanse them from their salt. From their salt and to sweeten them.
So the Yam HaGadol is the Atlantic? What is it?
The Yam HaGadol is Machlokes. Sometimes when it says Yam HaGadol, do they know about the Atlantic? The question here is the old question. How much about the Yam HaMel of the Atlantic did they even know about in ancient times? Pashtus says when it says Yam HaGadol, it refers to the Mediterranean. That is the simple understanding. The Mediterranean. Someone has said, no, they didn't know about it. They did know, we have source, they did know about the Atlantic. They did travel all the way down to the very, very edge of the Mediterranean, into Europe. They knew about it. They knew about it, and they knew the Yam, the Yam HaGadol can refer to the Atlantic. The Gemara has to make a bracha. If you see the Yam, you're supposed to make a bracha. Every time you see the Yam HaGadol, you're supposed to make a bracha. Eisei Maisei Bereishis. So does that mean you make a bracha when you see the Mediterranean, or does that mean you make a bracha when you see the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean? Different opinions. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
I mean, they knew of Britain.
Today we don't see people making this bracha. We don't see when you go when you fly in a plane. You make the bracha when you're on a clear day. You can see the Atlantic. Did you ever hear of someone make the bracha? Not everyone goes to Coney Island. Most people they see the Atlantic when they go on a plane more often than when they go to Coney Island.
On the roller coaster, you do tilt for that.
You can do it all. Okay, I don't know. I've never seen why. I don't remember. I once heard the answer. I don't remember what the answer is. Let's go further. Okay, so we have over here the water is going to be healed. Those who are like to talk about the apocalypse, exactly. They like to talk about they talk about a nuclear war and radiation and contamination, and they say that this pasuk, many hear people talk about this, that this is going to be at the end of Milchemes Gog Magog, and Rachman al Son is going to be a nuclear war, and the world is going to be destroyed, and there's going to be radiation contamination. It's going to be a miracle that this water is going to come out of the Kodesh HaKodesh, is going to cleanse the entire world of all the various contaminations, so that we can all live a healthy life.
Who says this?
I hear people who like to make up things say this. You're reading these in the Doomsday books, Survival Kit books, yeah. Right? So there's a little note. Don't worry. There's a chapter in Yechezkel 47 that says when your kit runs out of all of your supplies, you'll be okay. Okay, let's go further. But here, Rashi learns simply.
Yeah. Are you going further in Rashi?
We're up to the next pasuk in Rashi, which is pasuk.
It says the Medrash Agada.
Wait, I lost the place. 1 second. I lost the place here. Yeah, next row. Yeah, Yardu, Yardu, Rava. Yardu, I turned to page, I'm mistaken. Yardu, Rava. And the world now go down to the Rava. Zoyama shel Tveria. Uvahu hayama zoyama shel Sidoim. El hayama hamu tsoim zoyama shel Okyonos. Shuhumutsa, this refers to the Mediterranean. Shuhumutsa min hayishuv. This is on the outside of civilization. Lahakif es oilam, which surrounds the entire world. So that means, I guess, refers to really the Atlantic or whatever, refers to what they knew to be the water which is on the outside of civilization. V'nipru hamoyim. So at least according to Rashi, Rashi takes these three words and he says that these three words refer to three different major bodies of water which were known to them in their time. Tveria, Sedom, and Okeanos. V'nipru hamoyim, mimelichosam, yeah?
No, it says, why does he call them hamutza'im?
Mutza, outside of civilization.
Do you have further than that?
No. I have El Hayama Hamutsum Zo Yamashel Okyonos.
So I have more material here.
Okay, what do you have? Read.
Why does he call them Hamutsaim in the plural?
Yeah.
Because of the two times.
That's later.
I thought we were saying this now.
It could be that my edition has a different order.
I have that.
It's coming up. Vinir pu hamoyim. The waters will be healed from what? Nimelichosam, from their salt. Medrash agada. Lama karyosam mutzim. Why is it called mutzim? Loshen rabim. Al shem shnei pa'amim sheyatsu. Because of the two times that it came out. What does that mean? Two times?
It says, and again, this is from Yerushalmi in Shkolim. It says, the first time during the days of Enosh. And the second time during the days of the Dor HaHaplogo. According to Rabbi Lazar Beshem Rabbi Hanina, the first time the sea came as far as Calabria, which is Italy, the boot of Italy.
Okay.
And the second time as far as the rocks of Barbaria, which is North Africa.
Barbados,
man. Barbary Coast.
Okay. So he's telling us over here that there was the world was flooded in the past. The world in the past was flooded multiple, at least twice. And the reason why we're calling the Mediterranean the Akyonos, where the Akyonos, the Mehamutsoim, the Lashon Rabim, is because this water is very dangerous. Right. These waters have flooded the world twice in the past.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Akko, in the name of Rabbi Hanina, the first time it came as far as the rocks of Barbaria, the second time as far as Akko and Yaffa.
Uh-huh. Although Rashi and Radak identify the Great Sea with the Atlantic Ocean, Korban Ha'edah, based on Yerushalmi, identifies it as the Mediterranean.
Okay. So basically, over here, he's telling us that this water that's coming to the Kodesh HaKodesh is going to cleanse from its salt content the major waters of the world, the Tveria, Sidoim, and the Akyonos. Why is the Akyonos called Mutsoim? Whatever water he refers to, because in the past these waters have gone past their boundaries, their natural boundaries, and have flooded the world. And at this point in time, they're going to be there. Let's just finish up the Rashi. Next pasuk test. El kol asher yavo yisham nachaloyim. Whoever comes in contact with this water will be healed, will live. Hanachal hazeh hamischalek l'kama necholim mimatek es hayamim shemisarev b'soicham. This nachal, which will branch out into multiple branches, will sweeten any water which it comes in contact with. Udgosam hanishretzes bom chayo umisuka. And fish, which will sprout, which will develop, which will multiply, and this water will be live and will be sweet. Today there are two types of fish. There is a saltwater fish and freshwater fish. So we always think that, I mean, these fish, they need salt water. They don't have salt water, they'll die instantly. So obviously, so there's something over here interesting about fish, is that there's an advantage to fish, freshwater fish. Most of our fish are not freshwater fish. Almost none of the fish that we eat, I think, is freshwater fish. Is there any fish that we eat today that's freshwater fish? Salmon, yeah?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think salmon. I think all the fish that we eat today is saltwater fish.
Salmon, you get it from the Atlantic, Puget Sound, the Americans, anyhow.
I'm not familiar with the fish industry. But it's very fascinating over here. He's talking about over here that there's going to be an advantage. Los Lava referring to eat fish, to have fish that is salt, freshwater fish. Now this is a very bit strange because it appears from the way the pasuk is written is that it's not natural that the Atlantic or the waters of the world should be salty, which I think if you speak to a scientist, they'll tell you cannot possibly be. That's the way it has to be. Behold, the Metzius is. The Metzius is the waters of the world are there's a massive amount of salt in all of the waters of the world, and this is an absolute necessity for the health and the existence of the world. And yet here it says that when Mashiach comes, v'nir pi'u hamayim, the waters will be healed. It seems to imply is that we are living today in a sick world. The world is in a state of disease. The fact that the water, the way the world is today, is the salt in the yam is salt water, is not the way it was meant to be. This is a choili, is an illness, and it needs to be healed. Now, if you were today take out all the salt of the Atlantic, the Pacific, and all the major bodies of the world, water, probably a scientist will tell you that the world will come to an end in 10 seconds, because I'm assuming, I mean, that's the way the world is, that's how it has to be. Am I making a mistake? Is anyone familiar with this?
More of the fresh water is being invaded by the salt water. There's a lot more.
So we would not assume that it's an illness. We would think this is natural, this is healthy, that there should be salt in these bodies of water. The fact that the Pasuk uses this expression, v'nir p'u hamayim, is teaching us something which I do not think that we are very familiar with, which requires further in. Okay, there's a lot more here to discuss. This is just, I thought we'd get a lot further today, but this is the basics. So tomorrow, Mir Tashem, we'll start with the Malbim. The Malbim is very, very fascinating, how he looks at part, he looks at this, is that the water is symbolic of the revelation of Hashem. Hashem is revealing himself to the world in different madrigos. The Malbim goes through all different stages. And in addition to the Malbim, there's also many other Mahalchim to explain in Mitzvah. Tomorrow we'll pick up with this. At least we just went to the basics. Okay,